Title: Effects Chain in Ableton Lev 12. Push it for rewind-worthy drops for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a drop moment in Ableton Lev 12 that feels like it deserves a rewind. Proper jungle and old school DNB energy. Tension. Vacuum. Slam. And we're doing it in a way you can reuse on basically any tune, using stock devices. Clean routing and automation that feels physical, not DAW-ish. I'm assuming you've already got a break going, like an Amen or a Think, a sub plus a Reese or a rolling bass line, and at least a rough 32 to 64 bar arrangement. Cool. We're going to level it up with an FX chain system. Drum bussing for crunch and glue. A pre-drop tension rack. A simple but effective impact stack. And then drop reinforcement that makes it hit bigger without actually being louder. First, quick session prep. This part is boring for about 60 seconds and then it pays you back forever. Make four group buses. Drums, bass, music, and FX. So all breaks and percussion in drums, sub and reese in bass, any stabs, pads, vocals in music, and risers, impacts, sweeps in FX. Then make three return tracks. Return A is short verb. Return beat is long verb. Return seed is dub delay. On short verb, use hybrid reverb in algorithmic room mode. Keep it tight. Decay around half a second. Maybe up to 0.8. Pre-delay around 10 to 20 milliseconds. And high pass the reverb so it's not dumping low end everywhere, like 200 to 400 Hz. On long verb, also hybrid reverb, hall or plate, but big. Decay like 3 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Again. High pass around 300 Hz and maybe low pass around 8 to 10k so it's not hissy. On dub delay, use echo. Set time to a quarter note or dotted eighth. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it so it's dubby, like 250 Hz up to 7k, and keep modulation low. The key idea here is you'll automate sends for throws, instead of putting reverbs and delays on every track and losing control. Now let's get the drums group sounding like jungle. Crunchy. Glued, but still breathing. On your drums group, build this chain in order. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, fairly steep, to clear the sub rumble. Then if the break is boxy or muddy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Not a surgical notch, just a tidy push. If you want a bit of air, a tiny lift at 8 to 10k can be nice, but don't force it. Breaks already come with a lot of opinion. Next, drum bus. This is where the old school snap starts living. Try drive around 8% to start, then crunch maybe 10 to 25%. Boom. Be careful. Breaks often already have low end baked in, so keep boom low, like 0 to 10%, or even off. Then push transients up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how spiky the break is. If it gets fizzy, use damp to tuck the top a bit, like 10 to 15k. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive just 1 to 4 dB. And this is important. Trim the output so the level matches when you bypass it. If you don't level match, you'll always choose the louder one, even if it's worse. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not flattening. We're not trying to turn jungle into a sausage. Then a limiter at the end of the drum bus, but only as safety. Ceiling around minus 0.5. You just want it catching occasional peaks, not doing loudness work. At this point, your drums group should feel like a record, slightly rude, controlled, still bouncy. Now we build the pre-drop tension rack, the thing that creates the illusion of the world collapsing so the drop feels huge when it comes back. A quick warning, you can do this on the master, but it's risky because you can accidentally mess your whole mix. The safer method is to create a dedicated pre-drop processing bus. So create a new audio track called Pre-Drop Bus. Set monitor to in, then route your groups to it, or route the main sum into it. And here's a big pro move, keep the sub clean while the world goes weird. If possible, route SUB separately and exclude it from the pre-drop bus. If you want the sub to vanish, do it deliberately with utility gain automation on the sub track, not as an accidental side effect of reverb or filters. On the pre-drop bus, load this chain. First, auto filter. Put it in bandpass mode. This is your radio squeeze. You're going to automate the frequency from open and bright down to something like 600 Hz to 1.2K by the end. Resonance around 15 to 30%, and you can add a touch of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, just to make it feel like hardware being pushed. Next, hybrid reverb, big plate or hall. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. The trick is, Keep mix at zero most of the time, and automate it up only in the last one or two beats before the drop, like 15 to 35%, and absolutely high pass the reverb, like 400 to 700 Hz, because low-end reverb is how you destroy a drop before it even arrives. Then echo, sync it to eighths or quarters. Feedback can rise into the drop, like 35 up to even 60%, but automate it, don't just leave it there. Add a touch of wobble, 0.2 to 0.6, maybe a little noise, like 0 to 10%, for grime. And again, mix, automate from 0 up to 15 or 30% right before the drop. Optional, but very effective. Redux, just a hint, pitch reduction around 8 to 12, downsample x2 to x6, dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%, automate it in the last half bar to make it feel like the system is tearing at the seams. Then utility at the end, this is your vacuum. In the last quarter to half bar before the drop, automate gain down, maybe -3 to -8 dB. And for extra drama, automate width down too, like 0 to 50%. You're basically narrowing the world into a small, dull, mono-ish point, then you let it explode back open at the drop. And here's a coach note that changes everything. Build contrast with tone, not just volume. Before the drop, also consider a gentle high shelf dip on the main sum, like -2 to -4 dB above 6 to 8K, then undo it exactly on the drop. That curtains open feeling is pure perceived loudness without having to actually push meters. You can even do the opposite in the low mid. A tiny boxy bump around 200 to 350 Hz pre-drop, then remove it on the drop so the drop feels cleaner. Next, the rewind-worthy micro moments. Jungle is edit culture. You don't need a 16-bar build. You need one confident second where the DJ and the crowd both go, yep. Pull it back. Two classic moves. Move A, the tape stop illusion with no plugins. In the last beat, before the drop, automate the drums group volume to minus infinity for a really short slice, like an eighth note or a quarter note. At the same time, slam the long verb send up so you hear a tail that continues through the silence. Your brain interprets it like momentum got ripped away. Add a little reverse crash or noise pull into that gap and you're done. Move B, the 1/16th stutter fill. Duplicate the last beat of your break, slice it into 16ths, and repeat. Either the snare hit or a full break hit 3 to 6 times into the drop. Then automate an auto filter opening during that stutter, so it feels like it's tearing forward. Keep it short and confident. Jungle stutters are like a punctuation mark, not an essay. Now let's make the impact stack. This is the drop downbeat is stamped in stone layer. Create a group called impact with 3 tracks. Track 1. Sub thump. Use operator with a sine wave. Tune it to your root note, or just set it around 50 to 60 AC as a starting point. Envelope, attack 0, decay 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain off, release about 50 milliseconds. Keep it short. Add saturator with a tiny bit of drive, 1 to 3 dB, so it translates on smaller speakers. Then EQ 8 with a low pass around 120 to 200 Hz to keep it pure. Track 2, top crack. Use a short click, rim, snare transient, or Foley snap. High pass it around 1 to 2K, and if it needs presence, a little boost around 3 to 6K. Then drum bus. Transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30, crunch 10 to 20%. Here's a sneaky pro tip. Send only this click layer to your short verb return, just a tiny amount. That micro room makes it speak without harsh EQ. Track 3. Noise burst. White noise sample or operator noise. Auto filter high pass around 4 to 8K so it's air only. A hybrid reverb with decay 1.5 to 3 seconds. Mix 15 to 30%. Optional auto pan. Super subtle, just for movement. On the impact group, add a light limiter. Then place the impact exactly on the drop downbeat. If you want, add a smaller impact one bar later to reinforce the groove. Now, drop reinforcement. This is where people mess up by overprocessing. The whole point is contrast and control. At the end of the pre-drop, you're going to do your vacuum moves, utility gain down, width down, reverb and delay throws up, filter closing. Then, on the exact drop, snap it back, utility gain back to 0 dB, width back to normal, like 100%. If you go wider than 120, do a quick mono check because phase problems will steal your snare and kill those reverb and delay sends hard at the drop so the first hits are dry and punchy. While we're here, make your automation shapes feel physical. Linear ramps often sound like a DAW. In Ableton, curve your automation so the filter closing is slow then fast, like a DJ grabbing the EQ at the last second. And for the snap back into the drop, Try fast then slow so it lands confidently instead of feeling like a robotic switch. Next, the low end needs discipline. Put a compressor on the bass group with sidechain input from the kick, or a ghost kick if you're using chopped breaks and want consistent triggering. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds so the click can poke through and then the bass ducks. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds depending on tempo. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Old school rolls are about bass staying loud but making space at exactly the right moment. If your break gets savage at the drop, don't immediately smash it. Try gentle multiband dynamics on the drums group. Just a touch, or even simpler. Automate a tiny EQ dip around 3 to 5k if it's tearing your head off. Now let's talk arrangement, because the FX chain is only as good as the moment you give it. A reliable 32-bar layout. In the first 8 bars, break plus hats, filtered bass tees, maybe dubby vocal shots. Bars 9 to 16, the build. Start closing the band pass, add a snare build that gets denser, and use long verb and echo throws on vocal chops. Bar 16 is your pre-drop moment, one beat silence or a stutter, reverb tail and noise pull, utility down, width down. Bar 17, the drop. Full break, full bass, impact, and keep it drier than the build. Bar 25, variation. Change a break slice, add a shaker, or introduce a new bass phrase. One cheeky horn stab or rag a vocal accent goes a long way. A couple advanced variations you can try once the basic version is working. 1. The DJ Mixer Kill Rack. Make an audio effect rack with 3 chains, low, mid, high, using EQ8 filters. Map macros to each band's gain, and do quick kill switches in the last bar. Kill lows for an eighth. Kill highs for an eighth. Then everything back. That screams reload.